on down, you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen, to a meeting of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Calling the meeting to order is your chairman, Dr. Milton J. Cross, ably assisted by the woodwinds, under the direction of Dr. Paul LaValle.
Black Bottom, maestro. We start tonight's program with a little quiz. What famous person has bow legs, knocked knees, three chins, and large droopy bags under his eyes? Ah, oh, you've guessed it. Well, here he is, your chairman, Dr. Milton J. Cross.
Greetings, music lovers. This is Milton Cross, telling you girls that you'll get a man easy if your pan isn't greasy. My writer's mother must have been frightened by Bob Hope. Tonight, according to my program notes, our concert features three guests. Ezio Pinza, the toast of the Metropolitan Opera, Mary Lou Williams, the toast of the boogie-woogie enthusiasts, and Dick Todd, the crumb. But now Maestro LaValle will play and Dick Todd will sing Is My Baby Blue Tonight. This work will be played in approximately 1 minute and 50 seconds, which gives you just enough time to go out in the street, pick up a cigarette and smoke it. Maestro?
Is my baby thinking of me tonight? You know, and I know, we're not being smart. You may fool your friends, but you can't fool your heart. Nothing happens, dear, I'm sure. Nothing that a little kiss won't cure. What does it matter, darling, who's wrong or right? Is my baby blue tonight? matter, darling? Who's wrong or right? Oh, is my baby blue
That was Rosalie, played by Maestro Paul LaValle and his Makes You Hate Music Orchestra. During the playing of that work, the lights in our concert hall suddenly went out. The musicians couldn't see their music, so they played the entire composition by their sense of smell. To procure our next guest artist, we went to the Metropolitan Opera House and combed the auditorium. We found 3 discarded tenors, 6 used baritones, and a manicurist left over from the Barber of Seville. Most people think that opera stars are stuffy, shabby, and dull-witted. And to prove that they're right, here is Ezio Pinza. Welcome, Mr. Pinza.
Thank you, Dr. Cross. It is indeed an honor for me to be here in the Chamber Music Society of Lower Delancey Street.
Mr. Pinza, you've got the name of the street wrong. But I'll help you, What do you wash your face in?
Oh, I know. This is the Chamber Music Society of Lower Washbowl Street.
Skip it. Mr. Pinza, yesterday afternoon I was at the Metropolitan and I heard you singing in the Tales of Hoffman.
Oh. Well, as a whole, how did you like the opera?
As a whole, it was all right. But as an opera, it wasn't so good. Mr. Pinza, most opera stars are big and fat, but you really have a handsome physique.
That's not strange. Why, in high school, I was the strongest student in my graduating class.
You should have been. You were there for 33 years. You know, Mr. Pinza, the other opera stars we've had on our program were baritones and tenors, but you're the first basso that was silly enough to come down here. We're curious about your vocal range. Just how low can you sing?
I will demonstrate.
I'll show you how low I can go.
You reached bottom. And now, what are you going to sing tonight?
The Song of the Flea.
The Song of the Flea. This will really louse the place up. But go ahead. Music lovers, Mr. Ezio Pinza.
This flea the king loved greatly, as though his son were he. A flea, a flea, a flea. He called to him his tailor, now bow to my throne. Advance, come measure him for clothing. Make him a pair of pants.
A pair of pants.
The flea. The flea. A pair of pants. All clothed in silk and velvet, he now was richly dressed, with ribbons on his garment, a cross upon his breast. The flea. The play, he was a privy counselor and moved among the great. At court, all his relations, why they too lived in state. The prince and all the nobles were tortured more and more. The queen and all her ladies were stung and beaten sore. They did not dare to strike them, they dared not make a push. But we strike and kill them if one of them fights us.
Many listeners wonder where we get our musicians. The answer is very simple. When a member of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra dies, if he doesn't go to heaven, he comes here. Now Maestro LaValle gives the downbeat and we hear Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. But now, according to my program notes, it's time for Dick Todd to sing another aria. This time he sings an ode to a frozen automobile motor. I can't get started with you, Mr. Todd.
I've flown around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I had charted, but can't get started with you. Around a golf course I'm under par, and all the movies want me to star. I've got a house, a show place, and I get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you scheme, just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. And what good does it do? In 1929 I sold short. In England I'm presented at court. But you've got me downhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. But you've got me downhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Last week, when we announced that we would have a boogie-woogie pianist as our guest tonight, the applause was deafening. When we said the pianist's name was Mary Lou Williams, the applause quickly died down. Mary Lou is currently appearing in Cafe Society, that famous New York nightclub, where the cream of society meets to curdle. Tonight, Mary Lou Williams is to play a boogie-woogie composition which she composed herself, called Roll 'Em. All right, Mary Lou, roll 'em.
Thank you.
And now, music lovers, we come to that part.
Excuse me, Dr. Cross.
Please, Mr. Pinzer, go away. Ever since you sang that song about the flea, our whole audience has been scratching. What do you want?
Dr. Cross, I have been thinking about radio.
And?
It lacks culture. It does not appeal to any of the finer senses.
Mr. Pinzer, you are biting the hand that feeds me. What do you mean radio lacks culture?
Well, for instance, you are listening to a beautiful symphony program, and this is what happens. Ladies, does your bathtub have that stuffed-up filling? Then get the Stuffo, the all-purpose bathtub and stuffer. The Stuffo comes in three gooey sizes: small, medium, and the new submarine type for sunken bathtubs. Get the Stuffo today!
I see what you mean. And you plan to reorganize radio, Mr. DeStuffo, Mr. Pinzer.
Yes. I can take any kind of program and give it the artistic beauty of grand opera. Name any program and I'll show you what I mean.
Okay. I can go along with a gag, and I wish I had one to go along with. Let's see. What would you do with one of those daytime women's programs?
Listen.
Ladies, here is your domestic helper, everybody's neighbor, Mary Margaret MacPinzer. What's cooking this morning, Mary Margaret?
Ladies, I have a household hint, a lovely household hint, a household hint. Listen carefully. Ladies, take a pound of cheese, measure it with a ruler, put it in your stove, and soon it comes out past the fazula.
I'm beginning to understand why the Metropolitan is losing money.
I have one more idea. Now, the scene is a radio studio. The lights are low. A distinguished-looking man is at the microphone. A woman approaches him.
Yes, madam. What is your problem?
Mr. Anzio, I've been married 16 years to a fellow by the name George McGinnity.
Please, madam, no names.
Yes, sir. Well, I met my husband while I was working in Chicago.
Please, madam, no cities.
Yes, sir. Now, he met a girl, and I said to him, why do you want to bother with that tomato?
Please, madam, no vegetables.
Well, he's been treating me terrible for a long time, and he can't hold down a job, and I'm an attractive type girl with other prospects in view. What should I do?
Oh, madam, your husband, he must go to work. From what you tell me, he's quite a jerk. He has been a loafer and a tramp. Men like him give me a cramp. When you are free from him, stop out with me. That's my advice to you.
That was radio, given the artistic touch by Ezio Pinza, the original Phantom of the Opera.
Marshal LaValle, will you start drilling for oil in Oklahoma?
broadcast of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.